The 15th annual Pygmalion Festival gets underway this evening in venues across Urbana. One of the newer elements of Pygmalion is PygHack, a hackathon where computer programmers and other people in software development collaborate for a set amount of time on a software project. But this year's PygHack is a little different. Organizers are working with Krannert Center for the Performing Arts and the Siebel Center for Design to bring in a wider array of skills to the project teams. Dante Winslow is a design strategist at the Siebel Center for Design on the U of I's Urbana campus and is one of the developers of this year's event. I spoke with Winslow about the idea behind this year's PygHack and how it builds on previous events.
This platform, this place where community members can come together and sort of hack together solutions, figure out problems, figure out how to make Champaign a better place to live for everyone. But this year, building on the momentum that they already have, we are focusing and stressing on the interdisciplinariness of it. To that end, the theme of the hackathon is home. What does it mean to be at home? What does home feel like to you outside of just a place? Even if it is a place, how does that evolve into a feeling, into a metaphor? And we believe that everyone, regardless of skill level, regardless of age, has ideas as to what home means to them. So we're inviting the community to come together and hack solutions to making Champaign feel more like home, more inclusive. So the only requirements to come and participate in this hack are to have ideas.
And one unique thing about this hack, it seems to me, maybe this has been done before, but I'm not aware of it, where it's kind of inspired by a theater production happening at Krannert Center this weekend. The production, appropriately enough, called Home, which kind of follows the journey of a home through fire, rebuilding, remodeling, and beyond. And I think that's kind of serving as, what, the jumping-off point here for this weekend?
Exactly. It's this really unique performance that showcases the journey, sort of the time journey of a house turning into a home, of people moving in, moving out. There's a scene, I don't want to give away too much of the performance, we want you to come see it, but there's a scene where there is, you have movers moving a fridge and moving an oven into a kitchen. The very next scene, he uses a lot of illusionary elements to it as well. But the very next scene, there's a mother cooking breakfast for her son. And there's just all these different statements on using physical representations to represent feelings of home.
You know, with a lot of hacks, you know, people are coming together. They've got a specific problem that they're trying to solve. You get a bunch of people together trying to tackle a specific problem. This one is a little bit different. Just talk about some of the thinking behind having a hack that's really more open-ended.
Yeah, well, we wanted to make it as inclusive as possible. So we want you to define the problem for yourself. So we have a prompt. We have a provocation, right? What is home mean to you? And that means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But we also have a hunch that in all those different meanings, there's a common thread, that this is a universal idea of feeling of belonging. It goes back, I'm not an anthropologist, but it relates to like family. And when you're a child, home, whether it's a house, whether it's a hut, whether you're sleeping outside, you form ideas of home early, and all throughout your life, these ideas change and they develop and they evolve. So a lot of what we're actually doing is reminding people what home means to them, right? And in this community, it's really unique because we have such a transient community. We have the university students. We have a large international student population. We have issues that other communities have, like homelessness, housing insecurity, displacement, gentrification. So it's very broad, and it can get as specific as the hacking teams want to make it. These are local problems that have global applications potentially. So we want to show people how they can go from an idea, from a feeling, from something that's incredibly personal in the spirit of human-centered design, and solve problems that are global.
That's Dante Winslow, design strategist at the U of I's Siebel Center for Design. If you'd like to learn more about this year's PygHack, go to pighack.com. You can also find a full festival schedule at thisispygmalion.com. And learn more about the theater production Home by Jeff Sobel at krannertcenter.com.